Big Easy FM. We're having a good summer so far.
Yeah.
Stephen, what have you been up to?
Where's summer?
Bit of this, bit of that.
Bit of this, bit of that. Last one. We've got a good year ahead, 2023. What are you guys looking forward to the most this year?
Well,
probably meeting some more guests.
That's it, eh? I think we need to get a bit of a list of guests. We've got new, very exciting guests coming on in a few weeks' time.
Is there anyone that Amy wants to have on the show?
Yeah, who you want to have on the show?
I want my friend Kelly.
Kelly, yeah. We'll bring Kelly down here. I know
who
Kelly.
Who else do you want on the show?
Any shout-outs while we're at it?
Oh, yeah. I want to play something for my uncle.
Yes, I've got that song lined up, ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
The Wild Horses song?
Yeah.
By the Stones? Yeah, cool. We'll jump into that shortly.
Because he's on me one night. So my dad was talking to him.
Why don't you tell us about your uncle? Uncle Tony, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know.
I've got coffee.
I know Uncle Tony. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but one passed away.
Vinny?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I call my dog Vinny.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really nice tribute. And Uncle Tony, why don't you tell us a bit about him? So he's your dad's brother?
He's my dad's brother.
Where does he live?
In Birmingham. No, in London.
In London?
Yeah. With his new wife.
Yep.
He's a really sweet guy. Really amazing uncle. And I'm quite sorry for my dad and my uncle. That's my Uncle Finney.
And this is Wild Horses, which you're going to dedicate to Uncle Tony.
Yeah, my uncle.
This one's for you, Tony.
And I love him.
See you shortly.
Make me feel bitter.
Lady. Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. One of their, what you'd call probably top 10 of at least popularity of, you know, recognition. When you talk about the Stones, people often say, what, Satisfaction?
Yeah.
Start Me Up.
Yeah.
Wild Horses.
Yeah.
Which is one that Keith Richards, the guitarist, he actually wrote himself. Which is impressive because it's a beautiful sort of more of a ballad-like song.
The song, literally, and it's written by one of the Stones.
It is by the Stones, yeah.
Yeah, but it's another song as well of that. Well, Briz Sting.
Are you talking Like a Rolling Stone? That was by... They've done a few covers in their time. The funny thing is about the Stones, and I'm sure a lot of people know this, is they started as a blues band, purely as a blues band, like Chicago blues.
Yeah.
And it was like your traditional actual blues, you know, 12-bar blues. And, of course, they branched down to all sorts of other genres, but you can't mistake Mick Jagger's voice. A few songs coming up. We've got some Chili Peppers, who are, for those of you who don't know, a better band than 660.
Oh, be quiet, please.
But then, just to prove it, we've got... Do we have any 660? Not this week, no. But we've got L.A.B. in the air. We started with that song, actually. We can come back to that. But right now, we have a quiz. So every week, we try to do a quiz. Not every single week, but sometimes we even do a couple of quizzes. This week's quiz is about movies, and we're going to test the knowledge of us three in the room as to what...
I'll let Stephen do that. I'll do the other one.
Okay, all right. We'll crack into this. Okay, so first question is about Back to the Future. What year does Marty McFly travel back in time to? Stephen, is it 1945, 1950, 1955 or 1960? 1950, I said it's a pretty solid guess. Oh, it was actually 1955. Pretty close, though. We'll see, you got a half right. Oh, Alicia Silverstone, I remember her from Clueless. So in Clueless, Cher, which was played by Alicia Silverstone, she was wearing a dress by which designer when she was held up? Was it Armani? A lie. I can't pronounce half these names, I'm very sorry. Versace? Well, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that.
Armani?
I think it was Armani, yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard it. Oh, it was actually Ale. Hello? Have you seen Clueless, Steph? Steph is Stephen's sister, who's also in the room. Clueless is a great film. I used to watch that when I was a teenager.
she's a bit old.
You see Alicia Silverstone, yeah. Immediately you think Clueless. But anyway, she was held up in that episode. And that sort of part of the movie, though. Anyway, she was wearing... Oh, that's right. No, she goes, something. I feel like watching that film again, actually. And Coming to America, that's another great film. Have you guys seen Coming to America?
No.
I didn't, actually. I kept sitting on that.
You should watch it. It's seriously a good film.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy.
Is it on the plane?
It could be.
Yeah,
I'm watch it on the plane, okay? Yeah. If you see it, so look for it, okay? As soon as you hop on the plane.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay. So,
I hope it's a Christmas film.
Then Coming to America, not really, but it's around that time of year because they go to New York. Is it New York? They go to Queens in New York.
Okay.
And it's snowing, so it's Christmas time. It is that Christmas time vibe. Not an official Christmas movie, though, however. In Coming to America, Prince Akeem and Sammy take jobs working at which knockoff company? I know the answer here. Is it either Walmart, McDonald's, Chuck E. Cheese, or Blockbuster Video? Do you want to take a stab at that?
McDonald's.
Say it, Stephen.
McDonald's.
Oh, I know, you're right. Yes, correct. Well done, Stephen.
Oh, making me hungry now.
I'm hungry now, actually.
It's nearly mealtime. Where did Kevin's family travel to in Home Alone? Was it New York, Paris, London, or Los Angeles?
New York.
Yeah, it was, eh? Stephen?
New York.
You've seen Home Alone, right?
No.
Home Alone, the classic Christmas film.
We should play a song from
it. Oh, it was Paris. Oh, his family travelled to Paris. Oh, it's a trick question. Oh, they got you. His family travelled to Paris. He accidentally went to New York.
Yeah.
Stephen, surely you've seen Home Alone.
It's coming out on Monday. It's on this Monday, actually.
On what?
On Channel 2, so, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Classic.
So I'm going to watch it.
Oh, such a classic film. I'll have to watch it.
So. It's funny, eh?
It's super funny.
It's creepy, that film.
That's why I'm super looking forward to having a baby boy, as you know, Amy.
Yeah.
It's called Trump, actually.
Yeah, little baby Trump.
Yeah,
little
yeah.
Little Trump.
Name still undecided, but I can't wait to watch these cool films with him when he's a little bit older. So you kind of get to relive all this stuff, which I'm pumped about. You get to. What are you going to introduce him to Disney, aren't you, Ames? You're going to be his Disney guide. You're going to be his
Woody, baby Woody,
his Disney sensei.
Oh, no.
Woody. Well, I mean, it's not a bad name.
Baby Lightyear, 2M.
Baby Lightyear. Yeah, Baby Lightyear. That's a cool name. What a good one, Steve.
Tim?
Speaking of which, we've got a Toy Story question next. What is the name of the villainous teddy bear in Toy Story 3? Who's the villainous teddy bear? Is it Hugs-a-Lot, Patty, Lotso, or Fitzo?
Lotso.
Is it?
Yeah.
Patty?
I like Stephen.
Stephanie's going with Patty. Stephen's going with Lotso. Amy's going with... Toy Story, you know Toy Story.
Yeah, no.
Who was the naughty teddy bear?
It's the pink one.
What was his name?
Alice Bandit.
All right. What was your guess again, Stephen?
Lotso.
Lotso. Ooh, which one do we go with? I'm going to go with Lotso. Is that all right?
Yeah, Lotso as well.
Ooh, Lotso was correct. Whoa, good thing we went to Stephen. High fives. That's a weird name. In Batman Returns, Selina Kyle became Catwoman after what happened to her.
I'm letting Stephen do that. Super was
All right, so Selina Kyle became Catwoman after what happened to her. She was mugged by one of the Penguin's henchmen. She witnessed a crime and wanted to take revenge. Her boss, Max Schreck, pushed her out a window. Or it was never really explained as to why she became Catwoman. Any ideas there, Stephen? I have absolutely no idea.
Got mugged.
Is it? It sounds like a good sort of plot to a movie. Okay. Actually, her boss, this is the most unlikely one if I was to read it cold. It goes, her boss, Max Schreck, pushed her out a window. And she became Catwoman. Fair enough.
That's a bit rubbishy.
If anything's going to make you become Catwoman, it's being pushed out a window. Next question is, this is question 7. We're pumping through this. What is the name of Jeff Goldblum's character in Jurassic Park?
Oh.
So, Jeff Goldblum's character in Jurassic Park, is it Dr. Elliot Grant, Dr. Max Donner, Dr. Ari Richards, or Dr. Ian Malcolm?
Dr.
Ari Richards?
Yeah.
It was actually Dr. Ian Malcolm.
I was going to say that.
What is the name of the cheerleading team that Gabrielle Union's character, Isis, is the captain of in Bring It On? And they've blocked out the actual answer on there. We had a picture to associate this, so they've blacked it out there on the uniform. Is it the Wildcats, the Clovers, the Knights, or Eagles?
Wildcats.
The Wildcats.
It was actually the Clovers.
Well, it's a good thing to do, eh?
Yeah. Okay, number 9. In Mean Girls, has anyone here seen Mean Girls?
I do.
Stephen, have you seen Mean Girls?
Yeah.
I've seen Mean Girls. In Mean Girls, the Plastics performed a dance to which Christmas song at the Winter Talent Show? Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Jingle Bell Rock, All I Want for Christmas Is You, or Last Christmas?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Correct. Question 10. In Tangled, what is Flynn Rider's real name?
Philip.
Oh, yeah, that's you. Remember we did that Disney What Character Are You? And you got Prince Philip?
Oh, no.
And Stephen got Princess Giselle?
Oh, no.
All right, okay, so Prince Philip, what's the correct answer here? Is it Eugene Fitzherbert, Herbert Barney, Melvin Overlert, or Morris Mortimer? And this the question, once again, is Entangled. What is Flynn Rider's real name? No Philip there, no. We'll take a stab, eh? Can I take a pick?
Yeah, you pick.
Purely a guess here, everybody. I'm going to go with Eugene. Oh, I got it right. It was literally a guess.
What's the time?
I'll tell you in just a sec. Last question. What is the name of the magazine that Miranda Presley was editor-in-chief of in The Devil Wears Prada?
I love this film.
What is the name of the magazine she worked for? Is it Mode, Runway, Elegant, Elegant, or Fashion? Mode.
Yeah.
Fashion.
We've got Fashion or Mode. Which one are we going with here?
Mode.
I think so, Fashion.
Stephen Seale's pretty staunch on Mode.
Thanks, be Mode.
Oh, it was actually Runway. Do you want one more question or should we move on?
One more question.
One more question. Yeah, it goes for ages. I can just... In Forrest Gump, which Oscar-winning actor played Forrest's mom? Was it Sally Field, Jane Fonda, Meryl Streep or Diane Keaton? I'd either go with Meryl Streep or Jane Fonda.
Sally Field.
Maybe because I've heard of them.
Meryl Streep, probably.
You reckon?
No, it's not.
Well, I reckon it's Meryl Streep.
Sally Field. All right, Amy seems pretty confident. We'll go with Sally, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it right, Ames. Fantastic. Well done. All right, you guys did amazing in that. We're going to cut to a song. We'll come back from that song. Let's play Breeze Blocks by Alt J. We'll see you shortly on...
On Spaghetti FM.
Fantastic. See you soon.
Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the waffles go? They go along to take your honey. Way down how we build our breakfast down and say, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. The fear has gripped me, but here I go. My heart sings as I jump up. Your hands are tied. Sleep, my love, love, love. She bruises calls, she's blooded, pistol shows. Hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine. My love, my love, love, love. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love, my love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
Alt J on Speakeasy FM. Definitely one of my favourite bands. Stephen, what's your favourite band of all time?
Isn't it? They're better than Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I thought you told me before when a song was playing that you actually like, you secretly like the Chili Peppers more. You said, I have to tell you something off air. I said, what?
No, I don't.
I said, secretly you think the Red Hot Chili Peppers are better than 60.
You're full of it.
Okay, fine.
Stephen.
Fine. We're going to play a Red Hot Chili Peppers song soon. I'm going to play it to
Stephen.
That's my brother-in-law you're talking
about. 16 is pretty good.
Mind. He'll forgive me. He'll forgive me, Amy. He's got no choice but to forgive me.
Why? I'll forgive you in time.
Amy will back me up. She'll forgive
Paul,
me.
Get Lucy sit on Steve.
Just sit on Steve.
No, she won't.
She's big now.
She won't sit
on
me.
She is pregnant, but she's got a wee way to go yet, though. She thinks she's big now. She's not actually that big. She's just got a little bump. A little bump. Alright, so we did the quiz. That's cool.
She won't sit on me, Amy.
Ah, Chevelle.
She's too kind. She'll forgive me. She'd actually agree with me.
Ah, she won't. She'll butt ya.
No, she won't.
Butt ya.
Not a Mr. Button.
But can you delete that part?
I can't delete anything. This is a live show, remember?
Good, I hope it goes live.
Yeah. Well, can you delete when it's buzzing out with Stephen?
We'll see. We'll see how we go.
Yeah.
A few songs coming up on...
I don't mind if anybody hears it.
This hour on Speakeasy FM.
Amy, I don't mind if anybody hears what happens.
That's good. It's like everyone's in the room with us. Any shout-outs you guys want to do?
Yep.
Go for it, Stephen. Who's the shout-out
I'm going to do for my sister this time.
Sister? What's your sister's name? I know we've said it a million times on the show, but...
Stephanie. Now, she's a bit of a rascal, so I'm going to do this song for her.
All right, what's it? We got a few songs here just queued to go. Is it I Want Candy?
Actually, I'm going to change it up the quest. I'm going to do it for my mum this time.
Okay, what's the song?
How bizarre! This is for Tanya. So shake the bed, mum. You're hellishly wonderful.
How bizarre!
Because you're dead.
In the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge works of comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre! How bizarre! How bizarre! Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Bella speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. The elephants left town. People jump and jive, and the clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for, and why. Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says, right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights, how bizarre.
Every time I look around, every time I look around,
every time I look around,
every time I look around, it's in my face.
That's right, we're just talking about the PR Cafe here on Speakeasy FM. That was Breeze, what was that song? It was a classic. It was How Bizarre by OMC. What do you like about that song, Stephen?
Because it's a bit about me.
How bizarre?
Yeah, because I'm hellish and awesome. Sorry. Well, we can be in that sort of mood sometimes, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's lovely. Amy, do you like that song? How bizarre?
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of it.
In the theme of shout outs here, we've got one coming up for Lizzie.
Yeah.
It's actually spelt the same way as well, with an IE.
Yeah.
It's called Lizzie Loved a Highwayman.
Yeah, I think I see it.
It's a reissue. It's by Reg Muros? Or Reg? No, it'd be Reg.
It's
Reg Muros, yeah. Reg?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, we'll play that one shortly. In the meantime, COVID's back. What's going on with that?
What?
I'm hearing it more. You said before that your trainer, Stephen, has COVID.
Yeah.
This week. My friend has COVID as well. Yeah, see, so it's doing the rounds again. Just in time for Christmas. What are the rules right now? So you have to isolate again, I guess, if you have it? Like 7 days, maybe?
I think my friend did stay at home, obviously.
People are just, it's just fallen by the wayside now. It's sort of the mainstream. It's like a cold, I guess. And, you know, obviously it can be a bit worse than that.
But we're not wearing a mask. I'm
playing.
Come
back, though.
Do you have to wear masks on a plane at the moment?
No,
you don't know.
At all? Oh, yeah, medical, which makes sense. And
don't tell me.
People should wear masks in hospitals anyway, I reckon.
Yeah, already.
Yeah, because you go into a hospital, you're like, okay, I'm walking into a lot of gym, well, whatever, you know, yeah, depends what part of the hospital you're in. I reckon that should just be a mandate. Just wear. I mean, I feel sorry for the nurses and doctors. They have to wear them all day.
I reckon they should put the traffic light system back in place.
Yeah, just keep them as sterile as possible.
I reckon they should put the traffic light system back in place.
Do you?
Yep.
Why?
Because it'd be much easier.
Well, I think it's time now to open up and just start letting people's immune system get used to it. Because it's never going to go away, right? Yeah, and of course we controlled it as long as we could.
Well,
explain why you would like the traffic light system. Change my mind.
Because it would actually be a bit better. It actually would work. We could go to green or go to red or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're in red, we can't make money. We can't go out. We can't
do.
Yeah.
I know.
But it's good. It's good. It's a good sort of argument. Well, we'll have to see if we get anything else like COVID in the future comes back. Well, it's. I guess that's the.
Well,
as good a system as any. We are having a party. I'm just saying, you know, what if something else comes along one day?
Might be monkeypox.
Monkeypox, yeah, that one didn't last long, did it?
No, but you never know. Something could happen.
So,
why don't we give everybody COVID for Christmas?
No.
Monkeypox was a weird one.
Why
yeah.
don't we give everyone COVID for Christmas?
No.
Yeah, I didn't really hear much
why
about
Why don't we
it.
Give monkeypox for Christmas?
Ames, do you want monkeypox for Christmas?
No.
why don't we ever get him a bag of COVID?
No.
Present
well, funny,
COVID.
Funny story is my cousin Ryan, who you met a few weeks ago, Stephen, he had a thing a couple of years ago now on TradeMe. He sold a COVID-free bag of air. He basically blew into a Ziploc bag and then zipped it up and sold it. And it went for over $100,000 on TradeMe. Trade me had to pull it down because it got a bit out of control. Yeah, you can ask him about it. And he, just into your mic there, Steve.
Can I ask him about it?
Yeah, you should. He did a lot of media with that too. People got quite interested in the story of him selling a bag of air.
Has he got a picture of it?
Yeah, I think he does somewhere. But that was cool. He saw no money in the end. It was all going to be for charity. And it was legit. But people started putting false bids on. Someone put a bid on for like 80 grand. Yeah, no, well, you'd think so, but...
Because I've had to pay for nearly...
Well, that's what I thought, but, like, he was on... He did... Okay, what did he do? He did The Edge, did The Rock, he did ZM, he did One News, Three News, he was on The Project. He did a lot of media, but now, of course, he's got a band with his parents called Mama's Boy, and he's fully...
Where was Mum and Dad?
Fully killing it. My uncle and auntie, Linda and Andrea, They have a band called Mumba's Boy, and they have literally millions and millions of views on TikTok.
Have they got any songs?
And they've done media all over the world. They did Access Hollywood with Mario Lopez. They did Kelly Clarkson. They did the Kelly Clarkson show. It's crazy. Anyway.
That's a good show.
How are your uncle and auntie? How are they, Mr. Button?
They're good. They're enjoying doing the musical Mumba's Boy thing with Ryan.
I want to meet them one day, sure.
You've already met Ryan.
Yeah.
This song's called Lizzie Loved a Highwayman.
Yeah.
Amy, why have you chosen this song and who is it for?
Because I chose this song because I like Lizzie, but I love Lizzie. Listen to this.
Okay. This is for you, Liz. Speakeasy F. M.
Mr. Button, was it peaceful without Lizzie at the house today?
Oh, Lizzie loved a highwayman. She gave him all the young girl can, and in return he gave her widowhood. From the bell at Hempstead born to trade, the butcher's axe and the butcher's blade, and his childhood bride the picture made complete. Lizzie's mother understood that boy would come to nothing good. An apprenticeship in bone and blood won't lead my girl to motherhood. Didn't he look fine in church today? In his buckle boots and his fustian coat and his feathers blue and grey. Young Richard joined the Gregories. All Essex boys, the lowest thieves. They robbed both rich and poor for greed and gain. They broke into their homes at night, regardless of their means or might. They'd rape or scold or set alight those poor souls who put up a fight. No honor bound those desperate men. They shot both enemies and friends. They sold their souls for liberty and gold. Lizzie's dreams of home gave way to cold nights in a forest cave, to a husband who she couldn't keep, who killed his friend and ran away. On a stolen coal black mare called Bess, they say. By a full moon's arc, he rode to York, 200 miles away. With a bounty high, he changed his name. He poached the deer and the horse and game, and left his father to take the blame to jail. One day the landlord's bird he blew. The landlord cried, Dick, I know you. And again the drunk his pistol drew, crying, let me charge and I'll shoot you too. From his prison cell he sent a note to his brother, and inside he wrote, find men who'll stand good witness to my name. But he wouldn't pay the postage due, and the letter fell to one who knew the writing of the one whose fame had brought the Turpin House to shame. But didn't he look fine in court today? In his buckled boots and his fustian coat and his feathers blue and grey.
fast asleep. The body snatcher stole his corpse away. An angry crowd, friends to his fame, in preservation of his name, saved him from the butcher's blade and laid to rest the highwayman. He gave his ring and handsome clothes away. And another woman's tears fell on his feathers blue and gray.
Speakeasy FM. We're just chatting away here. Just having some debates about our parents.
Simon's the Buttons.
It's going to be good.
That song was called Lizzie Loved a Highwayman.
Simon's the Buttons pretty old at the moment. He's giving a kid soon, Baby Trump.
Baby Trump.
He's no Trump.
We've got one more song coming up, and it's going to be dedicated to one Mr. Joe McCollum. This is coming from Stephen.
I like you, Joe. You're a handsome guy. Don't give me any dinner tonight.
Don't listen to Stephen.
No dinner, Mr. McCollum.
We are, this episode's airing in the holidays, so it's January, it's summer. So it's,
and you owe me a breakfast in the morning.
And no Pepsi for Amy. You know her dinner, Andrew,
Stephen,
or Pepsi.
He's my dad.
Well, he'll back me up.
What's the song? It's by Rod Stewart.
It's
Maggie May.
Yeah.
Right, Joe, I like you, Joe. You're a handsome prince, and we'll dance together when you get back on Speakeasy FM.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. It's been a good show. Talk to you soon.
One thing, Stephen.
And we'll see
he's
you
my nut.
Next week.
I'm only joking. Not that serious.
See everyone.
Streaming now on planetaudio.org.nz.
Kakat's promo, take 17.
He was a man, she was a woman. Together on a Sunday night, they